Dyer's Daily.
So after Southwave's radio ended, I decided to kind of just throw a load of things out there. I was very against podcasts for a long time because I just felt like it was an inferior medium. I mean, certainly when I was playing music, I was like, you can't even play music on it. What's the point of that? Certainly not without a large form of licensing. And so it didn't make sense. And before Southwave's radio, I actually did a podcast called The Week Before, which I really enjoyed. And in some ways, I wish I'd carried on with that instead of going into the radio station thing. Because the thing I noticed about podcasts, certainly as I started to do the Quocast and things about 2 or 3 years in, niche really works well. And I've now realized I don't need to cater to certain audiences that I know that I can't really talk to. When I've got things like the Quocast, where it's like most people outside of that community probably wouldn't know what I was talking about, but that doesn't matter. It's about that inner community, the people who understand, and maybe the people who are open to understanding. And that's what I like. It's like my little corner of broadcasting that I just enjoy. I have been to events and stuff where, okay, Southwave's radio, I used to get recognized a little bit. You turn up to things like, oh, you're that Southwave's guy. But the Quocast, I went to a Quo convention recently and people were saying, oh, I really liked it when you did that in that episode, and like really kind of intent on listening. And it isn't about whether they liked a song or something. It was a human interaction. It was an opinion on an opinion. Like, it was really interesting. And it's why I like doing podcasts. Also, I like them because I can kind of make my own schedule, which has always, once I got over the it's not like radio thing, appealed to me. Certainly when you're a parent, you start thinking, well, actually turning up every Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. doesn't really suit, considering, you know, all the stuff. So being able to just record and go, well, I can't get an episode out this week, but you know, your podcast listeners are kind of forgiving on that. That, so those are the reasons why I love podcasting. Long may it continue.
Dyer's Daily.